This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Girl talk, real talk, right now.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping anything?
I am.
Did you bring something fun?
I have one of your favorites.
Yep. And
are
it's
you,
called favorite. Well, I almost
are you
brought that
the same
one,
thing?
But I did. Okay, so we're both drinking a Holidaily beer. I'm doing
That's
the
funny.
Blue can, which is an IPA. You're doing the yellow can, which is a blonde.
Yeah.
I have the yellow in my fridge and I thought, which one do I want? Which one
which
do,
one
I,
do
want?
I want?
And then I went with the blue.
Bottoms up. Cheers.
Cheers, my dears.
These are quite delicious. These, and I'm not gluten-free. I have no need to drink gluten-free. I just like the way these taste.
They are very good. We were out to dinner the other night. It's starting to get hot. Like we're not seeing anything under 90 now.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
It escalated pretty quickly. So we were out and it was like probably 85, maybe 89 that on Friday night. And God, a beer, you know, we were sitting in like this, I think I'm sure I've taken you. It's like a open air bar. So it's like undercover, but you very much feel like you're like, you know, out,
yeah,
but you're shaded,
yeah.
But like it's, yeah. So it's warm and it's festive and it's Friday and John gets like an ice cold draft beer.
Oh.
And I was like, God, I think that that might be the hardest part about being gluten-free. And I said, it probably wouldn't be because that Holidaily beer is actually, and I was like, you've had it, right? It tastes like just as good as a non-gluten-free beer. It's just that places don't offer it.
Right.
Like gluten-free beer is not generally carry. Even this place that we go, it's got a ton of drinks and they're like, no gluten-free beer. And anytime I go somewhere, I'm like, do you guys have any gluten-free beer? They're like, we have cider. And I'm like, that's not at all gluten-free beer.
Yeah.
But that's always
that's
what
not
they
even
say,
close.
You know?
I used to be into the ciders and now they're just too sweet for me.
That's the thing. And sometimes a cider sounds good. It's pretty rare, but like a couple times a year, I'm like, that cider slaps, right? But it's like a one and done situation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Make her laugh again. We have a guest today, you guys.
So
Little
Ben,
Elbel.
Ben is currently going down for his nap with dad's putting him down.
Okay.
And then Chris is going to come and grab Elbel, who just woke up. And then she saw Betty, and I think...
If you guys just go back, because I think I was talking.
Just go back 10.
Go back 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Hit that 30 seconds.
You'll hear and you listen.
Giggle.
The mic picked up her little giggle.
Oh, what do you want to say?
Tell us more.
And if you go back a little further, you might have heard her say, Doc.
Doc. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So she's so cute. If you guys want to see her, we're still putting these things up on YouTube, aren't we?
Doc.
I think that we're putting this up on YouTube still.
My favorite thing that she's saying right now, and I'll see if I can get her to do it. But my favorite, guys, she's almost one. My favorite thing that she's saying right now is, bye.
Bye-bye.
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 I have a video of it from last night. Let me play it. She only says it when she drops something, you know?
Oh, uh-huh. Right. Oh, that's appropriate. Nice.
Let me rewind it. Hold on.
Bye-bye.
It's the tone more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see her. She looks like one of those, you know, the cats that can't turn their arms off.
Oh! Yes.
She
also looks like from here a nun a little bit.
Yeah, so.
She's got a towel over her head and it kind of looks like, you know, a headdress of some sort. She, you guys, when she first came on, when I turned on the camera, it is shocking how much your kids and my kids look, not my kids anymore, but she looks so much like Ben still.
Oh, yeah.
Like just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so cool how strong, how genes work, how science works. But anyway, okay, so the point is this is a very good gluten-free beer. The problem is gluten-free beer is not offered a lot of places, and that is annoying, especially with, I feel like most places are pretty good about offering gluten-free options now.
Yes.
But the beer is just, I don't know. So maybe we'll see a world, live in a world one day where they do offer this on menus.
Yes, yes. We have faves for y'all today.
We have faves. We're going to do faves. I also wanted to follow up, unless you're going to talk about it.
What?
Did you watch the Nike movie yet?
No, because.
Okay.
Are we headed to the same, are we in the same car driving in the same road? Here I am coming to the pod saying, I can't wait to watch this. This is out. We're watching it tonight. I get cozy on the couch. I get the popcorn popped. We get the blankets out and go to sit down. Go to find it.
Yeah. Can't find it.
Not available. Only available in the movies.
It is in the theaters only.
It's theaters only for I don't know how long, but they're like,
but it's too long.
You go to the theater.
It's too long.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking today, God, I want to watch that because I want to support Ben Affleck in this role. And also just think it's going to be very interesting. I don't know why I decided that I want to give Ben my money, but I thought, good for you. You know, I don't know. I don't know why. Am I a Ben Affleck fan now? I don't know how this happened.
He has done really good work. Good Will Hunting, Argo. He's extremely talented, very smart. Yeah, I think we're
fans. Honestly, I think what did it for me was the dual language thing. Was like the, all right, wait a minute. Oh, no. And I think I told you about this. I read a thing that said, I think it was that same conversation where you told me he's a dual linguist, that the guy wrote, someone wrote this screenplay, or maybe it wasn't this one, but it was another one. I think it was this one, the Nike one. They wrote the screenplay and it's a no name. And he, apparently what normally happens is people take it and then the original writer like doesn't get really any producing credits or any money or whatever. Yeah. But he was like, no, I am going. Did I talk about this already?
No.
So yeah, he went out of his way. So they, you know, they get it all filmed, they do everything or whatever. And then they show the guy and his name pops up in like a significant way somehow. I don't know. And he says, and the guy's blown away. The original screenwriter is blown away because he's a nobody and that's not how it normally works, right? He was just going to get like a small payment or something. And Ben says, I remember someone took a chance on me and Matt with Good Will Hunting, right? And he was like, and I just try to pay that forward whenever I can. And so he made sure that this guy got the credit and financial, so his life is forever changed, basically. And I just think like, well, that's a stand-up freaking thing to do.
Yes.
To go against what the system normally does and to give credit to these no-name people. Well, because they're people. But like we don't know the names yet and we're going to.
I feel like Ben, and I don't know him, we haven't known, but like you hear things like this and then just sort of how he behaves, I feel like he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder towards elite Hollywood. Like he's always going to remember what it's like to be a grounded person. I think J-Lo probably they are similar in that way of like, they didn't always have what they have.
Right. Yeah.
And they appreciate what they have and they're trying to pay it, like you said, pay it forward. I think that's a really cool story.
Yeah.
So, haven't seen it. Want to. I think I'm going to go to the movies. If that's what he's telling me to do, then that's what I'll do.
Parenting. Though, man,
it's tough.
It's like, I don't know. Do I want to get a sitter to go to a movie? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's not like great connection time. Well, for me, for you, movies hold a different, you know, like the value exchange is high for you.
Sure.
So like even because that's something you did with your dad. Side by side. Just like, for me, I like heart to heart.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this on Patreon? I don't know if we talked about it here, but
yeah.
The side to side, or maybe it was just your and I's conversation.
I don't remember.
For Taylor. Anyway, the side to side connection.
Was it off the record? That'd be crazy.
I think it was when I was taking my nails off for 4 hours that one night. And yeah, we were talking.
We did have time to cover some ground.
And we started talking about like side to side versus heart to heart connection and communication. Anyway, but yeah, I really like to do it. Go to the movie and give Ben Affleck my money.
Yeah.
And in turn, this new screenwriter guy that no one's heard of, but is like, you know, grateful.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, yeah. So we've got some faves. Should I just launch?
Yeah, launch.
All right. So, okay, this is silly, but the kid, I belong to Thrive Market. I can't remember if they've ever sponsored this podcast, but I found them a few years ago and now they're literally one of my favorite places to shop. It feels to me, if you're not familiar with Thrive Market, which I'm sure you are because they're high in the ad world, like a lot of people talk about them, they partner with people. And that's how I discovered them, was by like influencing stuff. But it's, for me, it kind of is like walking down the aisles of Whole Foods or something.
Yeah.
You know, like it just feels very high quality. I trust everything. I like it. I learn about new. I peruse the aisles like crazy. I just always find something new. So I've been getting this one brand of graham crackers and I found another one. I thought, oh, I'm going to try it. And it's Pamela's graham crackers. They're gluten-free. And yes, we went through the box in 3 days because my kids are obsessed with them. And I am too. And I found them at Target the other day, which is why I'm mentioning it here so that it's not like join Thrive Market and that's the place you can get them. Like you can
they're
get
on
them
Amazon too.
Okay, they're
you
on Amazon too.
You have to buy a billion of them, but
But they are so freaking good. I love them. You know what just occurred to me? You know what might be a fun thing for cabin people?
What?
Like as hosts is a s'more kit. That occurred to me, you know, like greeting them with like
just the fixins.
Yeah, just the fixins. Here's your s'more kit during a certain time. I don't know. I think
thought about that, but we can't always have fires at ours because of the
right. No, it would be seasonal.
But
probably a small season because it's got to be like not in the summer when it's dry, but not in the I love them so
much. In summer, we're getting into it's going to be 80 degrees here in a couple days.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me because this is one of the – this is probably the first warm day where it is break out some shorts for us in several months because we
and
have
April.
Been
– it's pretty
in
early.
Our rainy season.
Right. Yeah.
And when it turns like this, I think outside, I think camping and s'mores just come to mind. So they have this Pamela's. I'm going to add it to our Amazon faves. Yes. I don't know what the pricing is at Target. Or Thrive, but it's $28 on Amazon for a 6-pack.
Okay.
And they have lots of different flavors. Cinnamon, chocolate chip, honey, mini chocolate. Yeah.
Okay. I just got honey grams.
Yeah.
And I only got one box on Thrive Market is $5. So what'd you say it was?
$28 for a 6-pack.
So what's the same. 28 times 5? 30? Yeah. Or not.
5 times 6.
20. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. So it's a little cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
Turns out. Anyway, okay. So that's bomb. And whether you're gluten-free or not, big win.
Yeah. Cool.
I can't remember if I talked about this before because I did have them once before, but the best thing that I sipped is Cann. It's C-A-N-N. Leah, our cocktail friend and my cousin, gave me three to try. And they are micro-dose. I don't think they'll be on Amazon because they're micro-dosed cannabis. Oh. So it's like an 8-ounce can sipping and it has 4 milligrams of CBD and 2 milligrams THC. And 2 milligrams is like my sweet spot because if you're sober, you can't feel it. Like I don't really feel it. But if I have a drink or two, it's like I'm riding a pretty nice buzz for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
Until that works out of my system. So I like a 2 milligram because my body relaxes. And then it also increases my buzz if I'm going to be drinking. So that's what we did. Like last night we had a pool. Yesterday we had a pool party. So I had one of those cans and then I had a beer and a High Noon and I was good. And then I stopped drinking and I feel like it's great for my gut health. Cause I'm biohacking my gut health. So It's C-A-N-N. You can Google it. I don't know if they ship to every state, but if they're where you are, highly recommend.
Did you host yesterday?
No. We went over to my aunt and uncle's.
Yeah, fun.
Which was great. Our pool, well, they have a pool heater, so that's why we went over there. Ah. Because we don't, and our water is still cold here.
Yeah.
But turns out his pool heater was broken, so our waters were the same. But it was fine because, yeah, you know, then we didn't have to host or clean or
anything. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's the best thing I ate, best thing I sipped. These new products. So I am not a product, dedicated product person. I switch things out all the time.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to like beauty, skincare. I mean, primarily same. I use Dime, but I like swap things out all the time. Yeah. Hair care. As soon as the bottle's empty, I try a new brand. I found this new brand. And actually, I think I initially found them via FabFitFun. But it's Briogeo.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So as I've been trying to transition my products to clean products that are not, that don't use like fragrance and parabens and phthalates and any hormone disruptors or anything, we're still going through stuff. So like the Myers cleaning solution, it smells so good. I'll never buy it again because anything that's fragranced, you got to double check, but generally fragrance is very bad for us. Oh. And I have plugins all over my house, candle, like essential oils and candles. If you do like a soy wax or beeswax with essential oils, totally fine. But you've got to be really careful. And Briogeo fits the bill. It's very clean.
Yeah.
But I started using, they have like this charcoal scalp detox or yes, something. And I don't wash my, I wash my hair like every 1.5 weeks, like 12, sometimes 14 days, like every 2 weeks. So in between, I'm dry shampooing the fuck out of my scalp and it's got some stuff to work through. So I've been using that detox scalp stuff. Then they have a Don't Despair Repair Deep Conditioner. You put that on and it's supposed to stay on for 10 minutes in the shower. My hair, I'm not, it's unbelievable. Honestly, this could be a gripe that I have to pick is at this length, I like to pick my split ends. You know, they're right, easy access. Yeah. It's like I don't have them anymore.
They've taken that away from you.
It's, yeah, they're taking away my hobby, my pastime. but it's like my hair just feels so clean, but healthy and moisture. I don't know,
dude, man. Okay, so.
God.
When I saw this, because you were talking about this on your Instagram stories too, and I almost messaged you because.
What?
Years ago on this podcast, I brought the coconut charcoal one as a fave of mine.
Oh, that's the one that I'm talking about, isn't it?
Yes. And I brought it as a fave of mine years ago. Guess what happened though?
What happened?
I forgot about it because I also am not loyal.
Right.
That Let's I bounce switched around. Right. And I completely haven't thought about it in so long. And then I saw it on your stories. I thought, hot damn, this is back in my life. Damn,
I forgot
how much I love that thing. I have not tried the hair mask.
The conditioner.
So I'll get that too.
I think but you would that like it.
Was, and I love the way it like felt on my scalp.
It's so and then after, fresh feeling.
Yeah. Yes. That's a real like, solid pull there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, turns out.
But I totally
I learned it from you.
But I relearned because it's good as new. That's like finding a $100 bill in my pocket.
Right. Like that's it was what my just money happened. All along, but I never had it until this moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The best thing that I heard, this is just to moms everywhere.
Yeah.
I love Revy's voice, but it's a little bit older and more mature now. So Mac's voice right now, in this moment in time. I've decided I need to try to start recording his little, because he's very chatterboxy right now, nonstop talking. And I could listen to him talk probably almost all day.
Yeah.
Like I just, his voice is so special right now.
It's like so,
and I just like he has all these conversations, like I hear him and Revy playing and I just, and like their playing is adorable too. But the other night, like John was putting his jammies on and getting him ready for bed. And he's just talking, telling stories to John, just not. And I was just standing outside his room for a little bit, just listening, you know, just like, God, I love his voice. And I want to bottle it. Because in that moment, I had this thought of like, I'm going to forget what this sounds like. There's no way I'm going to remember. So I want to like act. So this is just a for all moms out there, if you've got little kids that are just sort of learning their voice, and I'll still try to record Revy's voice too, but it's just more mature and she doesn't have as many lisps on letters. And, you know, like Max still, he every morning he says, get me West. Like he doesn't say his D's and the R's, right? So it's like, yeah. Give me West, mommy, you know? And it's like, oh, it's just so cute. And he says, Hulk pants, but he means Hulk smash. Just like those little things, you know? So like to all moms out there, bottle up those moments with a recorder if you can, because I feel like we'll forget them. And I don't want to ever forget.
I've been thinking about Mac a lot the last 72 hours, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
I mean, I love your kids, but they're not on my mind a
right,
lot.
Right, right, you know? Right. Yeah. I'm not constantly thinking about them 24 hours.
Mac has been on my mind.
Yeah.
Because in the last 72 hours, Ben has all but discovered Spider-Man kind of for the first time. And I think there were some embers at school with some kids, you know, but he's never really paid attention.
Yeah.
And then Chris turned on, I'm sure you've seen it, I'm sure it's been on your house a lot, the Disney Spider-Man show.
Like the Spidey and Friends.
Spidey and Friends. Uh-huh. So that came on. Chris was like, oh, do you want to check this out? And Ben was like, sure. And I don't know. He's addicted. It is really intense. It's come on really fast.
Yeah.
So maybe let Mac know his buddy Ben. Also likes Spider-Man now, apparently.
Yeah.
It's caught on really quick. And I asked him because he said he wanted his birthday to be Thomas the Train.
Right.
Because that has been – and it still is.
His mainstay.
It's his mainstay for years. I mean, he's only going to turn four. So it's like 2.5 years.
But still, half of his life. Over half of his life. He's been obsessed.
And I said, hey, do you still want a train birthday or do you want Spider-Man?
Good clarification, Mom.
And he said Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm going to ask again in like a week.
Right. It's like a Halloween costume thing. Like,
We really into this or is this going to be a flash in the pan? But it's been kind of intense.
It's also kind of fun when your kids discover a new obsession because then you can, you know, switch ride it for up a while. Little bit. Like it's nice.
It holds some power.
Ooh, I'm excited.
To some degree.
Well, because then Spider-Man was his first thing and he was really into Spider-Man for like a year. And now he's like really into Batman and really into all the other superheroes. Right? So it's like superhero, which is a night.
It opens a whole door.
A whole new door.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world.
Very fun. Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening. So the best thing, this is actually the best thing that I read, but it could also be, the best thing I heard. So I'm re-listening to a book. It's called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. I don't remember if I talked about this a couple years ago when I listened to it the first time. It's by Lori Gottbee and she is a therapist. And I'm really into therapy books lately, as long as they're told like in a digestible way. So she was talking about, I'm sure a lot of you have heard this because it wasn't new to me, but it's a poem called Welcome to Holland. And I'm just going to read it. This author brought it up in reference to a client who was diagnosed with cancer and was given anywhere from a year to 10 years to live. And so the client was kind of like throwing up her hands like, okay, well, what's the point of anything if I just know I'm going to die, right? So that is what brought this poem on. Now, the original poem, and you'll hear it a little bit, it's by Emily Pearl Kingsley. It is a mom who found out that she was pregnant with her baby was diagnosed with Down syndrome, right? So two things, two diagnoses is in these women's lives that are changing, right? The future for them. Okay, right. So the poem is, it's called a poem, but it's really just like a story, I guess. I am often asked to describe the experience of raising a child with a disability, to try to help people who have not shared that unique experience to understand it, to imagine how it would feel. It's like this. When you're going to have a baby, it's like planning a fabulous vacation trip to Italy. You buy a bunch of guidebooks and make your wonderful plans. The Colosseum, the Michelangelo David, the gondolas in Venice. You may learn some handy phrases in Italian. It's all very exciting. After months of eager anticipation, the day finally arrives. You pack your bags and off you go. Several hours later, the plane lands. The stewardess comes in and says, "Welcome to Holland." Holland, you say. What do you mean, Holland? I signed up for Italy. I'm supposed to be in Italy. All my life, I've dreamed of going to Italy. But there's been a change in the flight plan. You've landed in Holland, and there you must stay. The important thing is that they haven't taken you to a horrible, disgusting, filthy place full of pestilence, famine, and disease. It's just a different place. So you must go out and buy new guidebooks, and you must learn a whole new language, and you will meet a whole new group of people you would never have met. It's just a different place. It's slower paced than Italy, less flashy than Italy. But after you've been there for a while and you catch your breath, you look around, and you begin to notice that Holland has windmills, and Holland has tulips. Holland even has Rembrandts. But everyone you know is busy coming and going from Italy, and they're all bragging about what a wonderful time they had there. And for the rest of your life, you will say, yes, that's where I was supposed to go. That's what I had planned. And the pain of that will never, ever, ever, ever go away, because the loss of that dream is a very significant loss. If you spend your life mourning the fact that you didn't get to Italy, you may never be free to enjoy the very special, the very lovely things about Holland. And as the author was reading this in her book, she was just saying how often, you know, things change for us. You get laid off, you get a diagnosis, your partner leaves you or files for divorce, or you get an accident and financial ruin comes. Like, there's these moments that happen in life, and you can let them define you because they've be absolutely derailed by that's not the path that you had planned for your life. Or you can do your best to find the beauty in Holland, right? And I think it's certainly hard to do that. And there is a place to grieve what you thought it was going to be. But I also think it's really beautiful to be like, what beauty can I find in this new future that is in front of me, you know? So I thought I would bring that here. Are my faves for the week.
All right, HelloFresh is taking the hassle out of mealtime this spring by delivering pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-prepare recipes right to your door. Skip the checkout lines and get outside in the warmer weather because HelloFresh has dinner covered. Good food is too precious to waste. And HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients cut down on your food and waste by at least 23% to grocery shopping, which is good for your wallet and the planet. I have HelloFresh sitting in my fridge right now.
Same.
They come. Same. You do? Yeah, awesome. They come in these perfect little, like, each dinner is in its own separate bag in the refrigerator. I have an instruction card that's ready to go. So tonight we're doing meatloaf with vegetables and a yummy potato. It's a perfect dinner for a Sunday night. But we get these for the weekday, really. You know, we just happen to have one remaining on Sunday. And it takes all the guesswork out during the week, which is so nice when it comes to planning and thinking about what are we going to have for dinners this week. It helps prevent, like, you know, a couple hours from dinner time and it's, oh shoot, what are we going to do for dinner, right? When you have just no capacity to make another single decision for the day. And they're absolutely delicious. Like, we've been HelloFresh customers for a long time at this point. And people that I know who subscribe to HelloFresh keep it for a long time because it's delicious. These are easy to make. And I love, love, love that it takes so much of a heavy lift off my shoulders during a busy weekday.
What I'm planning to do is do kind of meal prep. Like, I don't like cooking during the week. We are such an eat out family or order in family. But I don't love doing that, especially with the gut health that I'm on, because you don't really know what's in it. So I got it delivered this week. What is it? I think it came on Wednesday or something. My plan is to cook them all today. We're recording on a Sunday and then have them to eat throughout the week so that it'll be like, rather than ordering in, it's just as easy for me, you know? So that's going to be like my meal prep thing. So go to HelloFresh.com/sip50 and use code SIP50 for 50% off, plus your first box ships free. That's HelloFresh.com/sip50 and use code SIP50 for 50% off, plus your first box ships free. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right.
Okay. You know, I've been trying to, like, chill on the Amazon spends.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've like a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I'm really going to like try and stop.
Yeah,
lately, right. It's just been getting me, dude. And I don't know.
It's so convenient.
And I've fallen for things that are just like, I can't pass this up. Like today, and this is not a fave, I'm going to report back on this thing, but today I go to do my scroll, I go to do my tour of my apps, you know, my daily, yeah. And I go to Instagram and I'm two posts in. I scroll for maybe 10 posts and then I leave.
Yeah,
I do stories of a couple people, yeah. And then I scroll a couple, 5 to 10 down, maybe 10, and then I leave.
Yeah.
But usually on like post 3, it's something they're trying to get me to bite on.
Some ad that's targeted to you?
Something they're trying to get me to bite on. And this one was this towel that is, it's like super lightweight. It's supposed to like, things don't stick to it like sand, for example, if like it gets wet. And it's supposed to be really compact and the reviews were dynamite. So, whoa. Like, this is okay. A towel you could essentially fold up and put into your purse versus, like, a whole beach towel.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I got to try that.
Yeah.
I got to try that. So, this is enough. So, all this is to say it got me on this thing, which is now a fave. But I'm scrolling and I see this thing. And it's like, this is an easy little household hack. I'm like, okay, tell me more.
Yeah.
And it's this little, have you seen these dry stones that go by your faucets? So it's this little, it's a water kitchen stone. And you know, okay, so you're doing the dishes and you have your dish soap and your hand soap.
Right.
And by the faucet, like that you, and the things that you turn on, turn off, and then you go to grab the soaps, there's always water that sort
everywhere. Of yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pools in that area. So this is a stone that you put the dish soap and the soap on, and it just absorbs the water and it dries very, very quickly. And it's the Momo Lifestyle Bathroom Sink Dry Stone. So I'm buying another one for all the bathroom. Like I'm going to buy like three
Amazon?
More. Amazon. It's $30.
What's it called?
M-O-M-O Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You just put stone and it'll pop up.
Lifestyle Stone. Okay. Oh. Yeah, I have mine on like this little wooden decorative thing, but like that's going to be petering out pretty quick because wood absorbs oil and then gets nasty.
Yeah.
You know?
This stone
Oh, this is cute too.
It's like quick dry. It works. It really works. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
All right, I'm buying. Add to cart. Easy peasy.
Someone recommended, because we should do an episode on favorite dupes.
yeah, I love it. Okay.
But somebody wrote in because we've been talking about Stanleys a little bit over the last couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the Stanley dupe?
Simple Modern?
Yes, Simple Modern.
I've seen on TikTok.
Have you tried it?
No.
I bought it. It's great.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
I don't
Noted.
Have a comparison point because I don't have
a Stanley.
The Stanley. Yep. But people who have both say that they're just as good. Some say they like the Simple Modern better because some of the Stanleys do kind of leaky.
Yeah.
I got the almond color. They're on Amazon, $30. Much more reasonable, I think.
Yeah, Stanley
than
is like $70 or I don't know. The Stanley thing has just always blown me. It's just confusing to me. But
Simple Modern, they have a Stanley dupe. And it's fun to get like a new water container. Like something to, you know, for the house or the car, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Favorite thing I watched this season of Succession. Are you caught up?
No, I haven't seen a single episode. I need to frickin' tell John. I'm texting him right now to remind
going
me.
To give a spoiler here, but many people have probably seen the spoilers. Even if you think you know what happens this season, it's still evolving. We have no idea. If you saw a headline for a spoiler, that is the tip of the iceberg of what's about to go down. But the episode, I think it's like episode 3, it's called Connor's Wedding. I know Connor. I said this about Last of Us. He's like the fourth brother who's
like
sort of like
serious,
political.
He's a wine guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Connor's Wedding episode. I know I said this about Last of Us, and I might have talked about this over on Patreon. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
I?
Yeah, that yeah. It was like one of the best episodes of all. Of
but TV it's an ever. Official fave. This is like the one of the best episodes of television I've seen.
Someone else, I don't remember. Oh, my girlfriend Shannon.
Yeah.
On her podcast with her husband, he said the same thing. After you had already said it,
yeah.
A couple days later, I listened to the podcast and he, and I don't think he listens to our podcast, so
yeah.
But he said the same thing. He said, oh, that one episode was so good.
Yeah. Like if you watch it, everybody. If you have to watch Succession without your phone because it's just too good. The writing's too good.
It's too smart.
And you're going to miss stuff. And then
you're not already going to be an idiot even without your phone. You're going to know half of it. But yeah.
Yeah. And the way that they shot this and then like stick around after the episode when they do the like they'll do like a director sort of cut. And they talk about how they had to shoot this episode. It's very immersive the way that they did it. Very technical. And what they captured in terms of a real human sort of event, I've never seen it done on television like that before.
Is this the episode that you're talking about that is like so good? Or is yeah. this a second episode?
No, this is the episode I'm
That's
talking about.
That's the one.
Connor's
that, okay. Because that was also, was that the one where there was big surprises that happened?
Yeah. But okay. The way it is captured is unbelievable. And if you're following along, there was a major development with a character named Shiv. And I just want to say, I called my shot on that. I knew
what was going to happen
at the very last episode of last season. I knew it. I knew it. And Chris looked at me and I said it out loud last year. And he looked at me and said, how'd you know that? I said, I just know. Okay, moving on.
I have a client. Shiv is my client. I have a client named Shiv.
Name Shiv. No, real Shiv?
She's not named Shiv. She is, but as she tells me her story, I'm like, one time I even asked her, I was like, this is maybe not professional, but have you seen Succession? Because her life is just so, and she's like, sometimes it feels like I'm, she said yes. And she said, sometimes I feel like I'm living it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
That's wild. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Two makeup things. One was actually our, listener, wonderful, amazing listener, Romy. It was just her recommendation. We brought Romy's faves recently over to Patreon. If you're not over on Patreon, that's where we drop Friday episodes, patreon.com/you can sip with us. She recommended e.l.f. Halo Glow Liquid Filter. This is something that you have. Mm-hmm. And I went and bought it and I don't know why I bought it in this shade. I feel like the one that I would have normally bought was just out or something, or it was like see all buying options and none of them were prime and for the price that you could get other mm-hmm. shades in. So I bought a darker shade. I bought medium tan, darker shade for my skin, and it's $14.
Yeah.
And I love it because what I do is I mix a little bit with sunscreen as sort of a base layer.
Oh, that's smart.
So I do like half with sunscreen, or I'll do like a little bit with some of my like face oil drops in the morning to really yeah. kind of make it spread out. And I love kind of the more tan toned base color because then I'll yeah. kind of add on days that I want to or whatever. And then I put a couple dots like on my cheekbones mm-hmm. and I'll tap like really dab it in as that like kind of glowy bronzer in one.
Bronzer, yeah.
And I love how multi-purpose it is. So that's been a real smart win. And then while I was getting that, I said you might also like e.l.f. Dewy Coconut Setting Mist. $10. Amazing. Just it smells amazing, wow. feels amazing. All the things feel amazing on it. Okay, this is a little bit more pricey, but I said I was going to try this and now I can actually report back on it. Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation. Mm-hmm. This is more of a heavier coverage, but apparently it's supposed to really stay pretty fresh on your face all day. Hence the name, Double Wear or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it goes on really nice. I really like it. I wore this on the plane ride from, this was like a very early day. I woke up early, was packing, took a plane from Portland to Boston, then went out with coworkers after. By the time I got back to the hotel, the foundation was still in pretty good shape. And you wow. have to use like a makeup remover to really get it off. Like this will wow. stay. It will stay.
It's got staying power.
Yeah. Okay. So this is good for like a night out. This is good for where you are going to be out and about all day wine tasting. I don't know. Mm. But I really like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Last thing, I went out to dinner a couple nights ago, like 2 nights ago. This place called Canard. This is a local recommendation for those of you in Oregon. I've been tracking this place for a long time because they had a location in Portland. It was voted Restaurant of the Year. We were never able to go, and then COVID hit.
Oh, I just saw that on your stories the other night.
Yes.
Yes.
COVID hit. We were never able to go. And then just it's hard to get out. We just don't go to restaurants all that often. But they opened up another location closer to where we live. It's in Oregon City for those of you who are local. I'd highly, highly recommend it. One of those places where you go and they have like small, medium, and large plates, and you just order a bunch of different things, and it's tapas style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not cheap. This place is not cheap, but they care. They're doing food really seriously. Had the best dumplings of my entire life there. Ooh. I could have eaten 500 of them. I'm thinking about them kind of a lot. Mm-hmm. And this is a special occasion place. Like it's birthday, dinner, anniversary. To me, it feels special occasion. But Canard, C-A-N-A-R-D.
So you probably cleaned your plates at that place.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about, you know, when you're cleaning your clothes? Wondered why laundry detergent comes in those massive plastic jugs? Like, who wants that? 91% of those inconvenient, awkward, heavy jugs end up in landfills and oceans, harming our planet and marine life. There's got to be a better way. It's not like you can just stop doing laundry, obviously. We gotta wear clean clothes. So here's what Colleen and I are doing. We are switching to Earth Breeze. Earth Breeze is a laundry detergent that it comes in eco sheets. They look like dryer sheets, but they're not. You know, you put them in the washer. So it's a revolutionary liquidless laundry detergent that dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. There's no measuring. There's no mess. There's no heavy plastic jugs. You throw in your clothes and then you toss the sheet in on top. Earth Breeze has really made the whole concept of detergent better. The packaging is lightweight, biodegradable, and plastic free. It's great for all laundry lifestyles, even sensitive skin. I got the fragrance free option. Their eco sheets are hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested. It's compatible with your high efficiency washers, your gray water systems, and it is septic safe. They offer flexible subscriptions that can be adjusted, paused, or canceled by you at any time with no contracts or fees. And they get delivered right to your door via free carbon neutral shipping at a frequency that you can set that works for your lifestyle based on obviously how many loads you're doing, how many people live in your house. But most importantly, you still get a powerful clean. Earth Breeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and your clothes come out clean every time. Don't just take my word for it. You can try it for yourself with their risk-free 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, Earth Breeze will give you a full refund, no questions asked, and no return necessary. I'll be honest, we have not received it yet, but when this partner reached out to say, would you guys be interested? I am highly interested in stuff like this, right? That is going to be like clean, good for me, but also good for the planet. So we'll report back. But based on their website, like Colleen and I peruse, we're like, yeah, this looks awesome.
No brainer. If it's going to make my life easier and it's better for the planet, sign me up.
And those jugs are annoying. I hate those super big, annoying, huge plastic jugs.
Switch from the old-fashioned goo to something new. Right now, our listeners can subscribe to Earth Breeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/sip to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/sip for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/sip.
All right.
Let's bring her home.
Rant and rave. Okay. My rant is, this has happened many times recently and I kept forgetting to put it on my list, but it's when you're going to open a box of like cereal or crackers and they have it where it's, you know, it's got the little tab so that ideally you open it and then you can plug it into the slit so that it reseals or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know if it's just me. As I'm saying this, it's occurring to me that you might be more efficient, but I am a Tasmanian devil when it comes to pretty much anything in my life, but it's no exception when I'm trying to open these freaking boxes.
Yeah.
And without fail, I can't tell you the last time I've opened a box and been able to like where it opens nicely and then been able, it's usually like the whole thing looks as if an animal opened it, right?
Yeah.
It's just, but my, it's a rant because I'm like, why are they putting so much damn glue on this? If you want me to be able to open it and then be able to reseal, why don't you make it a little easier for me?
Yes.
What's going on here, folks? Why are you, right? Because I'm like opening it and it's just totally torn, ripped up. There's not a chance in hell that I'm going to be able to reseal the box because it's all flappy and just flimsy cardboard. And I just think it's annoying.
Yes.
Because here's what's, I think it's annoying because I can put the chip clip on it. I can pour it in some, you know, we've got like these containers in our pantry that are air safe or whatever. You seal them up. I could do that. But I also, it's like I'm failing every time I'm opening a cereal box or a box of crackers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just, it's like they're sending me a message. She just can't get it right. She just can't get it right.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think you do go quicker than most.
Yeah. Yeah. Get me.
But they
if I know that's my destination, I'm like, get me there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but there needs to be more space created in this world for that tempo.
For the Tasmanian devils.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 They walk
they're
amongst
out to
us
get
all the
you.
Time.
They're out to get you.
But tell me, are you able to open the box pretty safely?
I don't think I have as much issue. However, my issue is once the quantity within the box gets to like 75% or less of whatever it is, let's call it graham crackers, right? I'm like, this is now taking up a lot of space.
Right? It's a whole box when it's a small.
And then I take out the contents that are in another, like cereals in another
bag
inside the box. And then that's just sloppy. In the pantry, you know, and I struggle because like right now I'm imagining our cereal area and like there's like Cheerios, a lot of Cheerios because Ellie's eating Cheerios and Ben eats Cheerios. And it's like snacky.
Yeah.
And there's like two quarter filled bags with chip clips rolled up and just sort of in there. And then the worst one is graham crackers, actually. Funny enough, because we were talking about those earlier. But the height of them and the bag, you can't chip clip it well. It's just an awkward chip clip on
there.
Well,
because they take up the whole sleeve.
Yes.
Right? Because you open the box and then they've got like usually three individual packs of like eight crackers. But you're not usually eating eight crackers in a sitting.
Right.
So you do want to clip them, but you can't. So then it's like, I got to put this bag that came inside a box into another Ziploc bag.
Yes.
To seal it.
Yes.
Let's just see how many things I can use.
To destroy the planet.
To destroy the planet. How quickly can we burn Earth?
Yes.
You know? Let's let her rip, baby.
Yes. Okay. My rant, and I apologize because this is just a rant of rants. But we just got through, if you've listened lately or on Patreon, we got through like the stomach flu in this house. Is there anything worse than vomit? Anything. Name, I mean, okay. But you know what I mean. Ingest. It's pretty
awful. Like,
having to vomit, the feeling of having to, where you sort of like your mouth starts to salivate, the actual act of, right?
Yeah, because you have no control. I feel like you have no control when you're vomiting.
And
like,
if
how
you're,
long is this going to go on for? Am I,
if it's happening like by the toilet, you're like, face is physically by something that your face shouldn't physically be by. Like it's just not, it's just really a low moment, you know, in life, literally.
Very.
The smell, the feeling after, if you have kids and it doesn't make it to the toilet, the cleaning of. I just.
I don't like to vomit. Obviously, no one does. But when you said, is there a worse thing than vomit? I was thinking, there might be worse thing than vomit. But when you were saying it, I was thinking you were going to say like when your whole family, because I truly can't think of something like yeah. I almost feel like murder is less painful than a whole family down getting a flu at the exact same time, and the kids are vomiting and the parents are vomiting, the parents are sick and they're having to clean up the vomit. They don't feel like human, and then the kids have no control because they don't know what's this feeling. I mean, that is, I told you on Patreon when we talked about it, it's probably, aside from death or like something very severe happening to someone that I love, it's my worst nightmare.
It was nightmarish.
I absolutely think it's one of the worst things. If not, you know, okay, we won't say it's the worst, but it is damn near up there.
And just the smell lingers.
God. Oh, God.
It just lingers around, yeah. Especially if it's like we got carpet around yeah. the house. Like we're bringing out yeah. the carpet cleaner because there's still just some –
the funk.
Oh man. Yeah.
And it's
we had
acidic.
We have air yeah. purifiers that uh-huh. are just like full blast everywhere yeah. during those yeah. couple of days. Like, come on. Yeah. Just brutal. Okay.
Oh God.
What's your yeah. rave?
I gotta look. Ow, dang.
What happened to you?
My funny bone. I just whacked my funny bone.
I tell you, I hate that.
Oh. My rave is we aren't in this house. I might have talked about this too, but the kids finished their ISR, their swimming.
Yeah.
And I think it is. So my rave is yesterday we did the pool party, like I mentioned, and I just get so much joy around like the kids. It's one of their favorite activities. I think they just love swimming. And I remember being a kid. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Just like, oh my gosh, just water play.
Yes.
Was so fun.
So fun.
I don't know why it's so much more fun than like land play.
Yeah.
But just the splat. I don't know. And the pool's freezing and the kids freaking love it. And they're throwing things and splashing.
Calming in a way, even though it's high energy. It's like just a really good activity. Like
it is such a good activity. So we're moving into like full on pool season down here and the kids love it. And I love watching them love it. And as the water gets warmer, I will also love it too. But right now, I'm just loving that they're loving it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is really cool. And I think back to when I first started Revy and ISR, I got a bunch of hate from people. I blocked one of my cousins because she was like, why are you subjecting your kids to this trauma? And blah, blah, blah. And I was just, I need to go back and unblock her because I don't care.
Yeah.
Old Ashley, died on every fucking hill that she could. And now I'm like, oh, you get to think that this is the wrong thing. But it is very hard. If you're starting your kids in these like survival-based swim classes, it's hard.
Yeah.
But the confidence that it brings them is I have not seen their confidence in the way that they have it with swimming and how proud they are with their floats and their monkey crawls and their kicks and their going underwater and coming up and like all of it. It is palpable. It's in the air. You can feel their confidence. And I feel like them being as scared as they were to start swimming to now being such strong swimmers bleeds over into other areas of their life, right? Like they're learning that they can do hard things, even if they're not consciously aware, like they're not putting that together.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool to see,
yeah.
you know, like that. Ugh, I love it. So anyway, that's my rave. What's your rave?
So my rave, it's a bit of a sad, bittersweet rave. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way. So my parents just had to put their dog down. That's the sad part of this. But I want to rave about this dog. Zach was his name. Mm-hmm. And just how cool it is to rescue dogs mm-hmm. is also a rave. So Zach could have had like a really tough life. Like he was kind of schlepped around a little bit from humane society to humane society until he made his way local. And actually it was my sister-in-law who adopted him. So she adopted him, but it wasn't a perfect fit for their family. But their house, they had like three kids, and this dog was like pretty sensitive. And so it was really for Zach. She's like, I just think this is not the right house for him. And she's, held on to him until they found a match. And I'm like, well, my parents are actually looking for a dog. And she's like, well, maybe it would be a fit. And so I let my parents know, like, hey, there's this dog who is, you know, wonderful. Looks just seems wonderful. And he's so cute. And my sister-in-law has him. And you should just see, you know, if it's a fit for your house. Because their house is totally different. Like, no kids, calm, like, in that way, you know, it's like all older adult, you know, kind of thing. So I'll never forget, you know, they came to actually – so I took Zach and then they came – I was like – they came to my house and took him home. And then after the weekend was over, I was like, why don't you guys come over for dinner and bring him over and just like let me know, you know, like let's all have a dinner. And as soon as they – I wasn't quite sure what they were going to say, you know, because you don't want to put any pressure on
them. Yeah.
And as soon as my mom and dad got out of the car, you know, so they had him Friday and they, I saw their faces on Sunday and they came out and they said, yeah, he's our dog. Oh, this is our dog.
Yeah.
And they never looked back. And this dog brought my parents so much joy. So much joy. Like, so cool. You know, that like, and they brought him so much joy. And I just think that is so beautiful. And he just was a really good dog. Just a really good dog.
Was he just old?
Old.
Or did he get sick? Both.
Old. Yeah, no. They were able to put him down at home. Just a gut-wrenching decision. And you never know, you know, it just, what an awful moment. To have
no,
to,
it's
but,
the worst.
But when you get to have the decision and it's not, you know, because we've had it both where we've had dogs we've lost suddenly or like where it's, you know, they've also experienced where things have just turned really south really quick and then you're not able to do kind of the intentional. So he went out, you know, sitting on my dad's lap,
at
which
home,
was his favorite place.
Where, what he knew.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but.
God. Well, rest just, easy, Zach.
Bottoms up. Cheers to Zach.
Actually, don't rest easy because you're going to – he's going to be running around. He's going to be – I don't know. Did he like tennis? But I don't know. He's having a great old time.
He liked our old dogs who are no longer here. So he had friends on the other side.
He's got a pack up there. Yeah.
He's got a whole pack. You know, but my parents are very sad. And I think on the other side of it is a lot of gratitude for having found each other. And for being able to experience all of the wonderful years that they did. So rave to all the rescue dogs out there, especially, and to all the owners who are just being able to give a kind of life that those dogs might not have otherwise been able to have. So,
yeah.
All right, you guys, you can sip with us. We love you.
Yeah. If you want to rate the podcast, we haven't said that in a while.
Yeah.
But go ahead and do that. You know, give it a slam it into the 5 stars. Give us all the
slam
love.
Slam it.
If you hate it, again, no problem. Just
there's
don't
a lot
worry about
of
it.
Other podcasts there's out there so that many. You might like better. Just
but you don't have to let us know.
No.
You know, like
no.
It's fine.
We trust you.
But if you love us, it means a lot to the pod.
Yes.
Slam it.
Slam it hard.
And you can sip with us always, for sure.
And we will
see you
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sip with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get... Yeah. Raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? because lately a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.